Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. Well, now I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. Well, now I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Have you ever felt like you're doing all the right things, but the breakthrough just isn't coming? Like you're working hard, but the results don't match the effort? So you're not alone. The good news is that God has promised to bless the work of your hands when you align your life with Him. In today's devotional, we'll explore how to invoke God's everlasting blessings, unlock divine favor, and step into the prosperity He has planned for us. Get ready for an inspiring word that will encourage you to trust, obey, and walk confidently in God's promises. Today's topic is invoking everlasting blessings, and our Bible text is from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9. Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands, in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as He delighted in your ancestors.
Today, let me take you on a journey of faith, obedience, and the power of God's blessings. I recently read a story from a commencement speech by Denzel Washington. He spoke about how, early in his acting career, he struggled to find stability. He was talented, no doubt, but opportunities seemed scarce. One day, his mother looked him straight in the eyes and said, "Son, you can't do this alone. Put God first in everything." He took those words to heart. He prayed, remained faithful, and committed himself to hard work. Years later, he stood on that stage, not just as a successful actor, but as a man who had seen God's hand turn his struggles into triumphs. Doesn't that sound a lot like what God promises in Deuteronomy 30, verse 9? Then the Lord your God will make you most prosperous in all the work of your hands, in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your land. The Lord will again delight in you and make you prosperous, just as He delighted in your ancestors. This verse isn't just about material prosperity. It's about complete and lasting blessings. It's about God delighting in you, ensuring that every effort of your hands bears fruit. But here's the key. These blessings are tied to obedience. Have you ever felt like you're working hard but not seeing the results? Like you're planting seeds, but the harvest never comes? The Israelites understood this feeling. They had been through exile, loss, and hardship. Yet, in Deuteronomy 30, God reassures them that their restoration is coming. He promises that if they return to Him, obey His commands, and walk in His ways, He will bless them beyond measure. That same promise applies to us today. God's blessings aren't random. They are activated by our faith and obedience. Psalm 1 verse 3 says, "That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers." Are you planted in God's will? Are you walking in obedience and trusting His process? God desires to bless you in every area. Your career, family, finances, and spiritual life. But He calls us to align our lives with His principles. Here are three ways to invoke God's everlasting blessings. 1. Commit your work to the Lord. Proverbs 16 verse 3 reminds us, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans." Don't just chase success. Invite God into your work. Pray over your job, your business, and your daily tasks. When you surrender your plans to God, He positions you for supernatural increase. Number 2, walk in obedience. In Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 2, God says if we fully obey Him, blessings will overtake us. What areas of your life need more obedience? Are you honoring God with your time, your decisions, your relationships? When we walk in alignment with His word, doors open that no man can shut. 3. Stay faithful in the waiting. Sometimes, blessings take time. Joseph was given a dream of greatness, but he endured years of hardship before stepping into it. Don't give up. Galatians 6 verse 9 encourages us. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Your harvest is coming. Think about your life today. Where do you need God's blessing the most? What steps can you take to align yourself with His promises? Are you trusting Him even when things seem slow? God's blessings are not fleeting. They are everlasting. He wants to bless you beyond your expectations, but He's also calling you to trust, obey, and remain faithful. As you go today, remember this: God delights in blessing you. He is a good Father, and His desire is for you to prosper in every way. Keep Him first, commit your work to Him, and stay faithful in the process. May you walk in God's favor today and always. Go forth and be blessed. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word today. Thank You for Your promise of everlasting blessings. Lord, we commit our lives, our work, and our families into Your hands. Help us to walk in obedience, to trust in Your timing, and to remain faithful even when the journey seems long. Bless every listener today. Guide their steps, grant them wisdom, and fill their hearts with peace. May the work of our hands prosper. May doors of favor open for us, and may we experience Your goodness in every area of their lives. We declare that today will be a day of joy, breakthroughs, and divine encounters. Go before us, Lord, and let Your presence lead us in all that we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Be blessed, and until next time, keep believing, keep trusting, and keep walking in obedience.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Numbers chapter 30 and chapter 31, and for the evening, Mark chapter 9 verses 30 to 50. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.